Good morning and welcome to this happy hump day, Trump day. It's 7:21, the Bob Rose Show, rolling with what's bugging you. Now's your chance to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. 877-975-9825. What's bugging you is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Do not be one of those. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Nick. What's bugging me is we have yet another federal circuit court judge whining about deportations. His name is Brian Murphy. I'm sure he's a fine Irish lad, but he's whining because we're deporting a guy from Myanmar and a guy from Thailand to South Sudan. And he's whining about, oh, you can't send them back to their, to, you know, some other third nation. But it's like, okay, if we're paying the airfare and giving you $1,000, you don't really have a choice of where you're going to end up. Use the $1,000 to get back to Myanmar. That bugs me.
Yeah, no, and I don't know all the details of that, but a lot of times they don't want to go back to their home country. Well, you can go wherever you want, but you can't stay here, I think, is the attitude, just like the bouncer says at 2 a.m. Good morning, Phil. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me that the federal government has cost major corporations like Ford and General Motors umpteeny billions of dollars to produce a product that nobody wanted, i.e. EV vehicles. Now, Toyota is totally canceling their EV production, and it's ridiculous. And, you know, this is like a Solyndra on steroids. It was ridiculous. They're going to lose jobs. The $7,500 tax credit is in the toilet. Come on, guys. Stop this green new scam.
Yeah, I hope they can completely address it during the Trump administration. And you're absolutely right. Can you imagine losing billions of dollars because all you did was try to keep up with the direction that the government was going to force you to go into? Not let the market, free market work, forcing you. Oh, but that's right. Trump's the authoritarian. Sorry, I forgot that. Good morning, Tom. What's bugging you?
Now, this is bugging me, and it should be bugging everyone in this country. This big, beautiful bill that Trump goes on ad infinitum for, right? He put it in place back in his first term. And when he did, the economy went on fire. And my understanding is this isn't going to affect just the millionaires and billionaires. It's going to affect all of us. Our taxes, if they don't bring this back, our taxes are going to go through the roof, and the economy is going to come to a crashing halt. And we're all going to be in a very, very bad place. So when it's portrayed as a tax cut for the millionaires and billionaires, that is only partially true, but it's mostly nonsense. It's going to raise our personal taxes. I've got no disposable income at all, and if my taxes go up any further, it's going to make things worse. And I'm not sure if that's not the end game for the Democrats who took such a shellacking here. If Trump is unable to take us out of this economic disaster that we were left with from 4 years of Biden, then they have a good shot at getting the House of Representatives and everything else. So this is a really bad political issue that we cannot lose on. And people have to stop looking at it as, oh, tax cuts for millionaires and billionaires. And they're like, well, that doesn't really affect me. I don't really care about it. No, guys, it affects all of us. Thank you very much, Bob.
No, and I can hear the passion in your voice, and you're absolutely right. And this big, beautiful bill is looking, though, it's looking very, very good. I think they're going to hammer something out completely in the House. And the Senate, the Dems, do not have the votes to stop it. So as long as Republicans stick together, we can make this thing work. And yeah, I'm on board with everything that you said, and I'm not surprised. The Democrats are no longer really the party of the working class. They still try to play that class warfare, but it's awfully two-faced when many of them leave, government, making $175,000 a year, which is way above the median income, but even so, to leave there with millions of dollars in the bank, it happens. So it happens pretty often. All right. Good morning, Tom. Thanks for holding on. What's bugging you?
Were you holding for Paul?
I'm sorry, Paul. My bad. You are on the air, sir.
Good morning. I don't know the Penn Wharton model in any detail, nor have I read the article that you cited in the earlier segment, but its rebuttal of Penn Wharton seems to be based on lack of movement of interest rates or interest rates staying low. But what it seems to ignore is the economic hot wiring that was done with interest rates during the Great Recession and during the pandemic that knocked interest rates down to zero. And in some cases, banks were charging money to store money. And so if it's going to leap over that very significant data, I think it is at least as suspect as the Penn Wharton model, because it seems to, like, again, overlook a continent of change that was put in place artificially.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't think that is probably given enough, focus. Like you brought up, I love the term you use, kind of hot-wired it. Yeah, we started to enjoy extremely low, almost zero interest rates for a while, but that really isn't realistic. However, the other side of that coin is, you know, when things get up around the 6, 7, 8 mark, especially when you get to 7, 8 or maybe 9 on mortgage interest, that makes a huge difference, obviously, in buying power and someone's ability to be able to crack that nut, make that payment. But yeah, and we were also, though, pouring, you know, trillions of dollars, you know, into the economy and messing with that whole bond market. I mean, you know, there's a lot of pieces there, and a lot of those pieces were moved around artificially, or like you said, hotwired. I like that. Sometimes when you hotwire something, what happens? You get sparks, a little boom, and if you're lucky, you just blew a fuse. Hopefully, that's all it is, and we get back on track. Love the input, everybody. Great job. 7:28 on the Bob Rose Show, and coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. How about that budget? We'll ask her that and a whole lot more on 97.3 The Sky.